My name is Karis, and I watched the video on the rocks. In the video, the teachers asked a lot of questions, and most of them were open-ended questions, such as, what can we do to see what's in the rock, or something like that. And then she continued to ask, what type of tools can we use to open the rock after the child has responded? And then she also asked questions regarding the rock tower, like how many rocks are there in the tower. And then when the tower was not working out, she asked, why do you think the rocks are falling? Should we use another rock? Is there a rock that we could switch out and not use in our tower? It's like a puzzle piece. So I guess the teacher is kind of scaffolding their learning by asking them these questions. And they use graphic organizers such as mind maps, I think, to write down the children's answer when they asked, like, what did we learn? And then, like, the teachers wrote down the children's answer. And a process skill, because they were exposed to different types of rocks at the nature walk where they went to throw the rocks, I guess, as comparing, like, the different sounds it makes when you throw the rock into the water, like comparing the loudness of the impact the rocks make when you throw it in the water. And then also comparing during the nature talk, when the teacher asks, what do you notice about the rocks? The texture, the smell, the size, and also the color. They're comparing differences between these two rocks. Oh, and predicting, like, what do you think is inside the rock when they were breaking the rock open in the beginning of the video. And I think that the provision of time and space was really good, in a sense, because the teachers brought them out to actually experience the rocks in their own habitat, like in the nature walk, and also allowed them to, like, play with the different types of rocks in class, like when they were building the rock tower, and also bringing them to the place where they can paint on the rock. So I guess it's like a good use of space and the environment. And also the materials and resources provided to them, like the safety part when they were breaking open the rock. They were given the towel to protect the rocks from flying, and also a hammer that they can hold. And then also all the boots and, like, the old shoes that they wore to the nature walk is also good. And then like they said, the rocks represent something and it can be kept with them for a lifetime. So I guess this is a great use of, it's a good representation of what they have learned and to demonstrate the child's understanding. So one key learning after watching the video is that as simple as a rock can be on the outside, there are a lot of things that children can learn from it, such as counting and, yeah. And one question I have about inquiry-based learning is how do children keep track of what they have learned, I guess. Yeah.